What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Bite Me podcast. I am your host, Amanda.
And I'm Dana.
How's everybody feeling?
We're good.
Wow, I cannot believe it's about to be almost a year since we started this journey.
Crazy.
It's almost Christmas time, feeling in the holiday spirit. Mm-hmm. And we are about to talk about some good eats right now.
Good? Question mark.
So, find out. The last few places Dana and I have been to have kind of been pretty good. And we had a conversation with ourselves and we're like, maybe we're being too nice.
I'm sure you've all thought it and just didn't say it.
Well, it's okay because we're not going to be so nice.
Yeah.
We went to Chileo up in Monticello Casino in Monticello, New York.
Resorts World.
So have you been to Resorts World before?
I've never been. I've been wanting to go because everybody that I know that went won money.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need to go to this place.
Right. Yeah. But then funny story, guys, before we talk about where we ate. So we went to the casino, you know, tried to do some gambling. I realized that I forgot. I forgot my debit card because someone put the dinner bill on their card. So, you know, Venmo, quick and easy. Because I was like, oh, I'm going to take out some money. I didn't have cash on me. So I have a friend of mine go to the ATM, put the card in. The surcharge was how much, Dana? How much?
$6.99. $7.
And my cheap ass is like, I'm not doing that.
No. How can you charge that for a fee?
You're already taking my money from gambling, and now you want another $7.50?
And how much money do they make from people gambling? Right. I mean, a lot of people have won there from my group, I guess, of people that I know. But no,
what's the actual percentage?
The amount of money that people probably have won is not even close to the amount that they make. Come on. $7.
$7. So
for the ATM fee.
Right. So I just watched someone else win money.
Yeah. How is that even legal that they do that? So yeah. So I mean, me and my now
dun, dun, dun.
Fiance.
Yes, everybody.
Yes.
She is now engaged. She is officially off the market.
Yes. Officially.
How do you feel?
Great. Great. Like literally light.
Yeah.
Like you. Yeah. It's.
It was amazing to witness, by the way, everyone.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
So
he wasn't my fiance at the time then.
Right.
Anyway, he is now. So we just decided to say, whatever, fuck it. Let's just pay this ATM fee. And luckily it worked out for us because we did win some money back. We won back what we got out and then some.
And then some.
So.
And then we were like, all right, we're out.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It was immediately like, out.
Immediately. Cash out. Let's go. We're good.
So I do have to say the Christmas displays inside Resorts World was really nice.
Yeah.
And leading up to the restaurant, depending on where you park, it's kind of a long walk. Mm-hmm. But when you first walk to Chileo, the first thing you see, there's like a nice tree, right? Mm-hmm. And then you see like an open face window of all the steak, which freaked Dana out.
It's just meat hanging there, aging, which is what they do. I mean, for the flavor, I guess.
Right.
It gives it more, but how
and
is
certain
it not?
like cuts of meat make it better. So, and another thing is like, when I thought about it, I'm like, where do they get it from? Because I mean, you could tell the difference between grass fed and corn fed.
Okay. I don't know if I can actually point out the taste difference, honestly.
I didn't see if I did. Maybe I'm just.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
maybe it's a mental thing.
Right. Like, yeah.
Like, if I actually sat down and did like a taste test, if someone gave me grass fed and corn fed, would I be able to actually tell the difference?
And then, like, I don't eat meat, like, just meat, unless it's like a steak. I like ground beef and stuff. I don't eat, like, I season the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't really know.
And that's what we talk about. So Chileo is actually owned by a famous guy. He is the host.
Sorry, guys. That's my cat, Virginia, aka Madame Lestrange. Bellatrix Lestrange. She came to grace us. Yes. And I'm allergic to her, so I can't really give her attention to make her be quiet. She'll probably go to sleep.
Yeah, that's fine.
or not.
Right. So the person that created Chileo is actually famous. Mm-hmm. His name is Scott Conan. And for those who don't know, he is the host of Chopped and a famous chef. So we decided on this place because we were thinking about an Italian or maybe like steakhouse. And it got a lot of good reviews, you know, probably because of the name behind it. Yeah. So, you know, not telling the difference, it's like you walk, you see the nice display, you see, I'm believing what they're selling, yeah. essentially, yeah. you know? So that's why it ended up being, spoiler alert, a disappointment.
Yeah.
Massive disappointment.
It was a massive disappointment. Like,
and we'll get into that.
Yeah, well, we will.
Because there were some positive things. Mm-hmm. Like, it was beautiful.
Yes.
So what were your first?
Okay, so we were going to a steakhouse, right? So steakhouses are typically pretty pricey, right? They got the different cuts of steak. They got, you know, the fancy fish, you know. So, you know, we were expecting to pay that. And again, it's in Resorts World, so
maybe a few dollars more for, you know, casino restaurant.
It's a touristy thing. It's, you know, because a lot of people, you know, travel upstate to the Catskills. So, you know, that's fine. So we expected that. But it was literally giving, like, all for show, basically.
Right.
It just seemed like for show because, yeah, again, the place looked so nice and it was, like, really nice in there. But, yeah, it's, you know, I guess, like, yeah, authentic, I think, is probably the best way to say it.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel.
A lot of it was for show.
Yeah.
Because of the name that it comes behind. Yeah. So it's like, all right, we got a, like yeah. a script, you know? Yeah. Because you can tell, I mean, our waiter was excellent. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Rudy. He was Rudy. Really great. But I get what you mean, where it's like a stage, you know? And you kind of set up for people to come and then. Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying. There's no personal attachment to it like the other yeah. places that we went to.
Yeah.
Like, I can leave and not go back. Like, there wasn't anything that was screaming at me like, well, I have to go back for this.
Right. And that's what made me feel like chain vibes. It kind of just felt like it was like busting out, like the right. food. It was just like busting out. Like, you know, it didn't feel like, I don't know. I mean, because it was big in there. It was big.
Yeah.
Like, it was lackluster. We were expecting kind of like.
To be blown away.
Know, blown it, away. Like, this kind of like.
What makes you yeah. different than anybody? If I'm a celebrity and I have a restaurant, I want something to blow people's minds. Like, mm-hmm. what makes my restaurant different?
Right.
Like, you can be pretty, you know, of course. And it was very clean in there and very nice.
Yeah. yeah.
And the you know, the light structures up top were mm-hmm. beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really nice.
It was really nice
and comfortable.
In there.
Like, it was spacious.
But my thing is, if I'm going to pay these prices, I need some wow factor. Like, I've never seen that before.
Right.
Something different.
Right. Now, I think it comes down to the fact that the food wasn't wow.
Right.
I think the food wasn't wow.
Because it didn't match. If the food was excellent, superb, it would have connected more.
Yeah.
That's probably what the disconnect is.
Right.
So, for ambiance, because it's definitely like a romantic setting, mm-hmm. you know,
dim lit in there mm-hmm. and like the dark furniture, dark like floors and walls.
Right. And as you expect in a steakhouse restaurant, the type of music, mm-hmm. you know, like for the romance, like it's a date night type of vibe. And that was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think it's the disconnect of the food.
Yeah.
So ambiance was pretty decent.
Yeah.
Now, I want to go into before because I really want to talk about this food. But okay, for a hot second, we're sitting there and this is my thought process. I'm like, OK, this is nice. You know, I'm having positive, you know, thoughts about it. And our waiter was so like on the money. But at the same time, I think that's where the script comes from.
Yeah, he was very robotic.
Right.
He was robotic. Like, he was like, okay, so what can I get you guys tonight? He was very, like,
and right on, rigid. Like, the specials and, you know, mm-hmm. not, hey, how's it going, everyone? Like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
So, it's like he went to, like waiter school. Or like right. school, and he was, like, taking a test, and he had to recite everything.
Exactly.
Like, you know, verbatim from the textbook.
Right, and half the shit, I did not understand what he was saying.
Yeah, he did talk really fast. Oh, yeah, he talked so fast, which, again, made it feel like it was, like, a rehearsed script.
Right.
That he was just saying, and he wasn't speaking to have us understand what he was saying. He was just speaking to like get it out.
Right. Like, like, here are our breads and you can add this and da da da. That was, that was, but he was very sweet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was great. He was very attentive and he knew what he was talking about. But again, it just kind of like, you know, I don't know. Maybe we're really like local gals.
That's what it is.
And then we go to this place that's like
supposed to be bougie.
Yeah. Right. Because like everybody else that we went to, the woman, the owner of Babes, I mean, she was great. And even, shoot, what was her name at Mill House? Kelly?
Oh,
Kelly, Carrie,
Carrie.
Okay, these people were like, they were like us. They were like, you know, so, you know, oh, we didn't even get to mention that we were doing a podcast.
No,
it wasn't that type of vibe. It wasn't like we could even get a word.
And then he walked away and I forgot what I said. And then he just like appeared again, like a robot. And I was like, oh,
literally like a robot. Like he stepped and like put his feet together and stood up straight and was holding his hand behind his back with the bottle of water or wine or whatever it was.
Yeah. So, Rudy, if somehow you know someone that listens to us or some way you do listen to it, you were great.
Yeah.
We're just discussing the disconnect.
Yeah. We were maybe expecting because of the name of the restaurant and because of like, I guess the, how it's portrayed.
Right.
Yeah.
So now we can move towards the good stuff.
Okay.
The good discussion.
In here, people. We're going to go in.
All right, let's start off with your drink.
Girl, what you sipping on?
Okay, so I got the, I got the Mara Rosa drink, which was like a light, it was tequila and like cucumber, I think elderberry. So it was like a light drink. It wasn't too sweet, didn't have like, you know, extra sugars. I don't even think it had like a simple syrup or anything.
Yeah.
So it was good. I enjoyed it, but I realized the glass that it came in, I hated.
The coupe glass.
So that's what it's called.
It's called the coupe glass.
Now, I don't like a coupe glass. Now, what do you use a coupe glass for?
Usually like martinis and like because it allows the server when he mixes it up, it like just fits perfectly in that coupe glass.
Okay. So that's fine. Maybe for a display. See, again, here we go. Just for show.
Yeah.
But like when I'm drinking it, that's the first time I ever used that. Like maybe I'm just not fancy enough to use these things.
Yeah,
but
those are for people who slow drink, I guess, or because there's no way.
But okay, so I felt the difference of taking a sip, like the top of the glass where like your lips go onto, like it was like curved forward. So I had to like it just it didn't feel like it like fit into your mouth. And like especially a martini glass, like the top is like flat, it's like you know, so you don't even have to tip it. You kind of just put it up to your lips and then you're drinking it.
Right.
But this glass, you had to like tip because the top like curved forward. Now, I guess that's typical of a coupe glass, whatever, that's fine. But it was just something that turned me off because I actually never experienced that at a restaurant ever before.
Yeah.
So.
Because like coupe glasses, people usually do like I've seen a lot of martinis and like mostly stuff like that, which is funny. Like espresso martinis I've seen in a coupe glass instead of like a regular martini.
That would maybe make sense because aren't they a little thicker?
Yeah. So for something like that, I could definitely see.
Maybe.
But that light liquid, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't know. That didn't fit.
It didn't fit.
Although the drink was good. It was light and it was good. It was pink. It was, you know, like it tasted fruity, but without the heaviness of the sugar.
Yeah. So. And they have an extensive wine list and drink list. And obviously, as you expect, you know, pricey, but potentially worth it because obviously you know you're going to go out, but maybe not. Don't get the coupe glass drinks. Yeah,
maybe ask.
Does it come in a coupe glass?
Right. Yeah. And then say no. Can you put it in another glass?
Can you just put it in another glass?
Yeah.
So. We're like so not fancy. This just like.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I mean, we can be though.
No, we can be.
We can be. So let's not say that.
No, you're right.
You know, we can appreciate that. We can. This didn't do it for us.
So let's go into the food.
Oh, okay.
So usually at a steakhouse, I'm expecting maybe something for the table.
Yeah.
You know, I'm already paying all these prices, maybe like a little bread. And I remember we had to ask for it. I was like, are we not getting any? Oh, yeah, it'll be out shortly.
Yeah.
I was like.
Yeah, no. And then, they probably charged us for it, too.
They charged us.
Come on.
They charged us for the bread.
Like, Cheesecake Factory doesn't do that. I mean, come on. Cheesecake Factory, Outback, they don't charge for
they
your
charge
bread.
You like, for everything here. On. They probably charge you for the ice and the water.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So the bread we got came with three different spreads. Mm-hmm. So you had the roasted garlic parmesan. It was like a like kind of buttery, which was nice. We had a broccoli rabe pesto, mm-hmm. and then the eggplant caponata.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if you...
I actually didn't try any of those.
You didn't try them? Yeah. So I liked the broccoli rabe pesto the best. So that with the bread was actually pretty good. That was something different for me. I've never had broccoli rabe pesto or an eggplant caponata. I don't even know what that is. Mm. So that to me, okay. But the portion, what the hell was that?
It was like an eighth of a teaspoon. It was like a drop.
Like, I felt bad. I had to do like little dips because there's literally the four of us and it's not even enough for one person.
No, not even one bite. You can't even get a good bite with it.
You can't taste the, like, and I'm paying for this.
Like,
give me some more.
Right. And it was on that like plate, like, you know, nicely like spaced out and like, you know,
right.
Dolloped on there. But, oh my God, no. That's why I didn't have any, because I was like, I'm going to like.
You're going to take, because you know. I like a lot of like butter or spreads. I like to pound it on my bread.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
like, it's almost like, does it, like, do you know that? Like, so I also need a lot. I need a lot of flavor. I need a lot of like, it's like you have like a watered down. Like juice or drink or something, and it feels like it's mostly water that you're drinking, and you can taste a little bit of the juice. Like, nobody wants that. Like, so that's why I didn't even have any, because I was like, I'm gonna have like a little tiny bit that's not even enough for one bite. Why even bother?
Yeah.
So I just left you guys with it.
So. Well, thank you, because we were, you know, we were really trying to savor it, the little bit that we had.
Right. Jeez.
So. Your fiance went with you, and then my friend MJ came with me, and it was a really good time. So we will tell you what they thought as well.
Yeah.
So MJ and I split the oysters. It was half a dozen oysters with cocktail sauce and like this red wine mignonette.
Mm.
So
nice.
And you and I love oysters, as we discussed before when we went to Maine. And that was the first time I had oysters, and we love it with the hot sauce. So it came with a cocktail sauce and that red wine reduction type of...
Mignonette.
That wasn't that great. The oysters were good, but that like red... the fixings were just not there. They were not there. And it's just like, I know that oysters are expensive, but it wasn't hitting. It was not hitting at all.
You know, you want something, because oysters are kind of like, you need things to complement it.
Absolutely.
So, that's a bummer.
You know, and some of the like appetizers they have, we didn't try, but some of them were like polenta with bacon, truffles, and mushrooms, burrata with fall roasted vegetables and cinnamon ash. They have like other things that we wanted to try. All right, now let's talk about the main courses that we both got.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so my friend MJ got the skirt steak. And so the seafood and meat can come with some of the sauces. But again, you have to pay an extra $4 for the sauce.
Again, a little bit more than an eighth of a teaspoon. Yeah. Maybe a tablespoon. Right.
So you can get their Chileo steak sauce. That's their, you know, their own stuff. A Barolo reduction, which is kind of like a wine reduction. The chimichurri herb and pickled onions, or this lemon and olive oil mixture. I personally got the Barolo reduction, and MJ had chimichurri. I wanted to try something different because I've had chimichurri before at like Brazilian steakhouses. Mm-hmm. That's pretty prominent. And it's incredible. And I've had it on like tacos, like skirt steak tacos. Yeah.
Yep.
So I was like, that's great. Because skirt steak and chimichurri complement each other 100%. Okay. I mean, as far as...
Because they usually are like paired together.
Paired together, yeah. Cool. So I was like, cool, that's great. And then I got the New York strip because I wanted to try something different. Because, you know, I've had filet mignon before, and I don't really like ribeye because ribeye can be sort of fatty. It's good, but I'm not, you know, I wanted to do something a little different. So the Barolo reduction I got was pretty good, but didn't wow me. You know what I mean? So I'm not a big meat eater, but the steak wasn't tough. You know, I get it medium. That's how I like it. And it came out that way.
Yeah.
And the thing is with the New York strip, like it was good, but on that I think back, I had to keep dipping it into the Barolo reduction to sort of like get some more flavor.
So that's interesting. You know, I probably should have got steak too, because I don't like my steak too busy. Mm-hmm. I don't like a lot with my steak. I kind of like to just, I feel like steak is good enough on its own, just like with a little salt and pepper. So I wonder if I would have had that experience too.
Right. I'm because, you know, I like steak that's buttery, you know, because I love seeing those videos when people make this in the cast iron skillet
with the rosemary
and they like toss the butter on top. I didn't get that from this.
That it was like made that way, probably not. Yeah.
And, you know, some people can get, like your fiance got steak enhancements, which he got the mixed mushrooms, which you had to pay extra for that.
$8.
Like the New York strip was $49, right? And the ribeye is $59. The filet mignon is $59. Skirt steak $37. Now you have had steak in the city. Can you tell us in comparison, what is your experience?
Okay. And so let me just say, so this place reminded me a little bit of somewhere that me and my fiance I've been to before, and it's called Del Frisco's. And initially when we went there, we didn't realize it was a chain, but it is. So we went there not realizing that it was a chain. So I was like really wowed because I was like, wow, this is like awesome. And da, da, da. And then we found out it was a chain, and it knocked it down a bit, but not so much. So they did the whole thing where they had the meat like hanging. And actually, so I think I'm kind of comparing this experience at Chileo with that experience, because that was a high end steakhouse. They had the meat hanging, and that's when I actually learned about aged meat. So the night that we had gone, our waiter was like phenomenal. He was so cool. He was so chill. He asked us where we were from. Like, he knew the area that we were. Oh, I'm sorry. This was in Las Vegas, too.
Okay, yeah.
This was in Las Vegas. So the waiter had asked us where we were from. He was actually familiar with the area. Like, he had heard of it. And he taught us about the steak and why it's aged and how they do it. And he just went through this whole thing. And he was just so, like, chill and so cool. And the food there was, like,
top notch.
It was just impeccable. It was so good.
Yeah.
And it was like the same like kind of ambiance, a nice like dark like romantic type of vibe, but it was just like it made you feel luxurious.
Right.
This place didn't make me feel luxurious.
No.
So he got the New York strip, right? And he can also attest to that. Yeah. It wasn't the same experience.
Right.
You know? So
and then MJ got the skirt steak, and then you ended up getting something different from us. What did you end up getting?
Okay, so I got the Scottish salmon, I guess it's called, from the menu.
Yes, little Scottish salmon.
So, okay, $32 for a tiny piece of salmon.
And you guys will see the photos, and you can tell me if it's justifiable for that.
Yeah.
Those prices.
Yeah, okay, again, you know. So the salmon was, it was pretty bland.
Yeah.
It was pretty bland. Now, did I think I got the salmon and I took a few bites, and then I asked for one of the like enhancement sauces.
Right.
What are they called? Like the add-on sauces that you can get. Because the salmon was just a little bland for me. Like my salmon is not like my steak. Like my salmon, I can have that like heavily seasoned, like, you know, with some stuff like garlic and, you know, whatever they want to do with it. I can eat salmon that way. Steak, not so much. I don't prefer it that way. So this salmon was like just, you know.
Right. Now, our steak came with like, what do you even call that? Lettuce? Like, what was that? Cabbage? Like, what do we even eat? It was like a mini salad with pickled onions and some type of dressing, and then a little bit of like, it was like a baby serving of like a sweet potato that was smeared. Like, it looked pretty.
Okay. Yeah. You know, did the whole smearing
thing. You know, the little smearing, like, you know. Yeah, like, yeah. And it's like, just because you're fancy doesn't mean you don't have to feed us appropriately.
I don't know what it's like. Yeah. See, I don't know.
It just,
yeah.
It wasn't because, as we will discuss in another episode, we went somewhere else that
blew us away.
And then comparing it to this, we're like, fuck that.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
Hint, this other place, they weren't even really fully professional.
Nope.
Hint.
So,
yeah. So, yeah. Okay, wait. So, all right, we got to go to the sides that we got.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'll start off light here. Let's start off with mine.
And what was good.
And what was good.
You always start off with positive feedback.
So this probably was the best thing that we had that night.
And it was a side.
Which you have to pay for. So it was Brussels sprouts. It was had crispy shallots and creme fraiche. Mm. Throwback to the Babe's Barn Grill, where we had the creme fraiche.
With the eggs, right?
With the eggs, and we talked about that because it's like a French thing.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
Right, like the Brussels sprouts were out of place.
Oh,
like they shouldn't have been at this place. They shouldn't have been at this restaurant. They should have been like, you know, somewhere else. But
they probably came from Babe's Barn Grill.
Something, yes, yeah.
Goodness. They were fucking delicious.
They were so good. We should have just ordered all Brussels sprouts.
It melted. The Brussels sprouts, when you put it in your mouth, it just melts. You taste the savoriness, the butteriness. It's so good.
It was the perfect crispiness on the outside. Crispy, roasted, like burnt on the outside. And then like soft in the middle. Soft and like delicate in the middle.
Because of that creme fraiche. Mm-hmm. So, and it wasn't too mushy. Like, it was the perfect consistency of that balance. It was so good.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
We should have got $500 worth of Brussels sprouts. We would have been a lot happier.
And probably more full.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, going to the bathroom at the same time too.
Oh my God. Oh, so that side was good.
Right.
Dana.
All right. Here we go. You guys ready? Because we're about to get real raw here. Now, my fiance and I got mac and cheese. Because, you know, you get mac and cheese. It does pair good with steak, I think. Steakhouses, I feel like, usually have amazing mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
They usually have, like, lobster mac and cheese. It's, like, creamy. It's cheesy. It's, like, the shells. It's, like, oh, my God.
This one, I don't even...
Okay. It was literally boxed mac and cheese, like have boxed mac and cheese. And it wasn't even like, it was like boxed mac and cheese.
It was, I don't even know how to explain it.
It was like boxed mac and cheese that like you had the day before and you put it in the fridge and then it's like dried out and then you reheat it and then you sprinkle some, what did he call it? Okay. So then
we're going to play you guys.
Right. Yeah.
I had a blue box mac and cheese. Plus about 50 cents at any regular retail. It's worth $22. It tastes like 50 cents. I went back for none. I felt like I spit some of it out back onto the plate.
And what about you, MJ?
I thought the mac and cheese was okay.
She's only had blue box mac and cheese. No. This is our first time out of the fence.
I like Annie's microwave. And I thought it was organic.
This is also microwaved mac and cheese, so it kind of like anted up. So
okay, this is how the mac and cheese was. So you got the Kraft box mac and cheese, right? You make it, right? You don't finish it. You put it in the fridge. The next day, you take it out of the fridge. You put it in the microwave. It's like drier than it was before. Okay, then take some Wonder Bread, put it in the toaster oven, toast it nice and toasty, crumble it on top of the mac and cheese, and that's what we had. Chileo.
Horrible.
Steakhouse.
Horrible.
Oh my God.
And the best part is, out of the four of us, MJ's like, It was not bad.
MJ loved it.
That's because she loves.
No, listen. I guess she eats box mac and cheese. She did say she eats Annie's all the time. Which right. No hate. Listen, no hate on box mac and cheese. Honestly, we'll eat it. Right. I'll eat it.
But for Chileo, you're trying to represent your fancy Italian steakhouse. Yeah. Now, the only thing that we said we give it maybe some points because at the time, I was giving it the benefit of the doubt, which I shouldn't have, but the pasta was cooked.
Yeah.
Just.
And it was that different pasta.
Yeah. So we didn't know the exact name of the pasta, but if y'all didn't know, there's a new pasta out called Cascatelli.
And they have it in ShopRite.
And they do have it in ShopRite.
Saw it the other day. Yep.
Oh, I need to try it. So it's a new type of pasta and it looked exactly like this, where it has an opening on the inside. I think it means like waterfall or something like that, because the sauce gets inside of it and that's how it picks up all the flavor.
Yeah. It's like an elbow, right. Like a big elbow pasta. And then on the outside of the elbow, like on the curve, mm-hmm. there's like an
opening.
Yes. And then it captures the sauce and yeah. So we were impressed with that.
So that was, you know, all right, different type of pasta, but if the flavor is not there,
come on, it doesn't matter.
Not. And now that we have discussed it, it is time for our review. Mm. Now we're going to start off with ambiance. Out of 5, Dana, really think about this. Out of 5, what would you give it?
I have to say the ambiance was a 5.
5.
I do have to say it was comfortable in there. It was spacious. You know, it felt like a steakhouse. It felt night. It felt nice.
Right. So even though it was the disconnect part we were talking about, but you really can't knock the beauty of the inside of it. It is very nice. Mm-hmm. So I would give it a 5 as well. Mm-hmm. So for that, cause it is clean. It is nice. The menu was put together. It was good. Service. What do you give it?
Okay. The service was good. I don't have any complaints about the service, I can't say. I mean,
so instead of the scripted part, maybe, that'll probably be the only.
Yeah, so let's say a 4 out of 5. I'll say a 4 out of 5 just because of that. Because, like, I don't know. I guess maybe we shouldn't have gone in there expecting him to be completely personable. I mean, you expect good service, right?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we got.
Like, we did get good service. We did get good service.
So
at the end of the day.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm not knocking him.
Yeah. He was attentive and he was nice aside from being like robotic. So you can't say it was that bad. I'd say a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I agree. I have to agree with that. 4 out of 5. And then drinks. What do you think of the drinks?
I'm going to give this a 3.5 because you know what? It tasted good, but I like when we went to Babes, mm-hmm. I got a buzz off that one drink.
That was really good. The French 75.
Yeah, like, you know, it knocks it down if you don't get a buzz off, like, the first drink.
Right.
Like, that's...
Because it's probably watered down.
Yeah.
And you're paying all that money for
juice. I want to be able to get a little bit of a buzz. So. Right. Yeah.
You paid for juice. And a coupe glass that you didn't even like to drink out of.
Like, no. It took away from the experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it wasn't even a nice experience to drink it.
Right? Yeah. And then, last but not least, the food.
The food. Okay.
Oh,
goodness.
So, well, all of us and what we got, because you tried some stuff. I tried some stuff.
I have to say the steak wasn't so bad. Like, I mean, the steak wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, but my salmon also was not bad. It just, the salmon wasn't to my liking.
It wasn't flavorful.
More like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe people like their salmon kind of like just, I'm also used to eating the salmon that I cook that is like super like.
You need to have flavor. Everything. You can't have a plain salmon.
Yeah. And
there's
buttery,
no way.
Like, yeah.
There's no way.
So honestly, let's do it
2.8 out of 5. Like, and here's the thing, people, is food is so important. Like, if I'm going to be paying money, it can look nice. The service can be good. But if what I'm putting into my body and what you were trying to serve me, and the portions were just terrible, terrible. Like, I left and I'm like, this is no. I left disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointed. So definitely 2.8.
You'd say that too? Okay.
2.8. I think it's a fair score for what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to sell me this thing and you just missed it. You missed the mark, man.
I know. I mean, all that celebrity, like, chefness, like, you know, I want to see a salmon with, like, something weird, like beets or something strange that you wouldn't
Or it's like chefs. I like when chefs really are like counterculture kind of thing. Like they really test the limits, experimental, and it's not just about a pretty plate. It's like pushing boundaries and pushing our palates. If you're going to be this big, you know, celebrity, you need to show up. And he didn't. He did not.
Like, I want to take a bite and be like, whoa, I taste this and that. I've never tasted this and that together before.
Absolutely. Mm. Overall experience, I'm going to have to give this place a 3 out of 5. 3 out of 5.
I'd agree with that.
Because, and again, that was all the first time. We didn't have other things. But when I went to go look online on like Yelp and things like that, I wanted to see what other people thought about it. And we saw this one picture. I don't even want to look at the price of scallops. No lie, people. This person got 4 scallops. 4 scallops with a side of like cabbage. What is that?
Disgraceful.
That's disgraceful. That terrible. Disgrace. And that mac and cheese, I'm still like upset about that. Like I'm tearing up a bit. How horrible.
She is rubbing her eye.
Because how dare you disrespect mac and cheese like that?
Like, yeah.
No.
I
feel like I just like had to vent and get this whole chest.
They're really going out there and selling these things like this. It's crazy.
So I would not recommend this place. I feel like these ratings are just not realistic. Would you agree, Dana?
Yeah, I mean, I was very underwhelmed, I do have to say.
So if you're looking for an Italian steakhouse, don't go here.
Yeah.
Go elsewhere.
Did not leave feeling like, oh my God, that was so good. I left feeling like I really paid that much money for that.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
That's all, guys. That's
the feeling.
But.
So.
That's it. That is our review, everybody. And I hope you liked our honesty. We had to just tell the truth.
Yeah.
We don't want to sell you guys a lie. Like this dude sold us.
Right.
Have a beautiful holiday, and we will see everybody soon.
Bye, guys.
And don't forget, guys, to listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Please find us on Instagram and follow and share on bite.me podcast. And do not forget to subscribe.